Rabbi Chof Dalet, I'm an Aleph, the second line. We started talking about the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, or Rabbi Yochanan together with two other Amirayim, Rav and Shmuel, but we're focusing on Rabbi Yochanan because Rish Lakish argues with him about in our Mishnah when we said that a person makes a shavua not to eat. And he eats nevelos atreifus shvatzim or amasim. So we said that he's chayav a korban for being over on his shvua. Reb Shimon had said he's potter. So now we had a machlokas Reb Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Why would he be chayav? He's already mushfa v'omen Mahar Sinai. He's already besworn from Har Sinai not to eat nevelos, etc. So we said Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan had said because his shvua included things that are mutter and things that are also. He had said a shvua that I won't eat, for example, that I won't eat nevelos or ksheves. So therefore, that's an example of an isur kolol, as we're going to go on to discuss now in the Gemara. Rish Lakish had said that no, it has to be either that he said explicitly, I'm not going to eat less than a kazayis of nevelos, and that would be according to everybody, including according to the Chachamim, that then he's chayev, or that he said that I won't eat, or that he won't eat nevelos generally, and that would only be according to Rabbi Akiva when he eats less than a kazayis, because Rabbi Akiva had said at the beginning of the perek that he's chayev for being over on his shavua, even if he eats less than a kazayis. So, continuing on discussing that, because it's Bishlema L'Rish Lakish. Now, we understand, according to Rish Lakish, who says that, again, we're talking about either that he explicitly made a shvua on less than a shear, or that he ate less than a shear, and that's according to Rabbi Akiva. So then, Mishum Hochi Kapotter Reb Shimon, that would explain why Reb Shimon goes on to say that he's Potter, the Tani, because we know Reb Shimon doesn't hold of the concept of shiurim when it comes to Malkus, the Tanya, Reb Shimon, I'm a Kolshu Lamakus. Reb Shimon says that when a person eats something that's Osir, then he's Chayav Malkus, even if it was less than a Kazayas. This that we say that a person is Chayav, a Kazayas, and that's a Halacha L'Moshim Sinai, is only when it comes to a Korban. So when he eats B'Shergig, then he has to eat at least a Kazayas in order to be Chayav a Korban. But other than that, so now we understand. So in other words, according to Reb Shimon, he is mushba va'omid even on less than a kazayis. So according to him, the shavua can't be chal even if he made a shavua to not eat less than a kazayis, because he's already mushba va'omid mahar Sinai to eat less than a kazayis too, that he's not allowed to eat less than a kazayis. And the only case where we say that he's chayav for eating it for only when he eats a kazayis for a korban, but in other words, minat torah, he is in fact also to eat, according to Reb Shimon, to eat less than a shear as well. So therefore, fine, then we understand why according to him, the shavua of our Mishnah is not going to have an effect, even if he makes the shavua to eat less than a kazayis. Elo Reb Yochanan, my time is Reb Shimon, the potter. But according to Reb Yochanan, why is Reb Shimon saying he's potter? And the answer is midihu taima elamishum isakol. Because listen, the whole reason why we're saying that he should be chayav for his shavua, according to Reb Shimon, why his shavua should be effective is because it's an isakol. Because we're saying he's including together things that are also together with things that are mutter. Reb Shimon l'tamei the less le isur kolol. Well, Reb Shimon is going according to his svara. Then Reb Yochanan would say that Reb Shimon is going according to his svara that he doesn't hold of isur kolol. The Tanya, as we learn in a brayser, Reb Shimon I'm a horichon nevela b'yom kippurim. Person eats nevela on Yom Kippur, potter. Then he's going to be potter from a chatas. Now nevela itself is not chayav a chatas for because it's an isur lav, but there's no kares involved, and a chatas is only for when there's kares. Eating on Yom Kippur he would be chayav for, but Reb Shimon is saying because he was already osur to eat this nevela before Yom Kippur, therefore comes Yom Kippur, we don't say that the isur of Yom Kippur is able to be chal on top of the isur of nevela. So one point is we should consider whether we're talking about whether this animal died on Yom Kippur itself or whether it died before Yom Kippur. In other words, was it already also as nevela before Yom Kippur or only Or did the Issur of Nevela come after Yom Kippur? So Tosfos points out that Rashi seems to imply we're talking about that Davka the case is, or not Davka, that we're talking about even the animal became Nevela on Yom Kippur. So in other words, so if it was Nevela before Yom Kippur, then for sure it was already also as Nevela before Yom Kippur, and the fact that now on Yom Kippur he's also to eat any kind of food is not according to Reb Shimon, would not be able to be Chal on top of that. And if it became Nevela on Yom Kippur, then the idea would be Rashi points out, so the reason why Rabbi Yochanan would say, why Rabbi Shimon would say he's Potter, is because the Kores of Yom Kippur, it's true that Yom Kippur is Chayiv Kores, and for that there should be a Chatas, but it can't be Chal on top of the Issur of Nevela or of Eva Menachai. So Rashi is implying, in other words, that whether the animal was dead before Yom Kippur or not, either way, there was an Issur on it before, either the Issur of Nevela or the Issur of Eva Menachai. Tosfos discusses that point and says it's not so simple. Do we actually say that the Isser of Eva Menachai, I mean, obviously it's true, you can't, you have to shech the animal before you can eat it, but is that the kind of thing where we can say that, we would say Ein Isser Chalal Isser even in that. The Gemara, the Tosfos brings up a point to mention in the Gemara in Cholin called Behema B'chayel Lavla Ivorim Emedis, that an animal during its lifetime is not necessarily going to be eaten, and therefore Eiv Menachai doesn't necessarily apply. Obviously, yes, if a person were to take off a limb from it and eat it, he's also for Eiv Menachai, but in other words, you can't necessarily say that there's an Isser in this connection. So Tosfos discusses that point. There might be a difference with Isser Bas Achas, and when the animal dies on Yom Kippur itself, and so the Isser of Yom Kippur on this animal, and the Isser of Nevela on this animal come both at the same time. But Tosfos also points out the fact is, even if we don't say Eiv Menachai applies to it, there's an Isser anyway, there's a mitzvah saseh to only eat animals that were shechted properly, implying you can't eat ones that were not. So it's a lava bomb called essa. So therefore, you have an essa that prevents you from eating it. And then Tosfos goes on to discuss this point and then about the exact parameters of where exactly we learn the point that it is Osir, and therefore what the nature of that Isser is. And Tosfos ends up saying, according to the Ritzvah, Tosfos says that in fact we would Davka have to say that we're talking about where the animal died before Yom Kippur, but if it died on Yom Kippur itself, then maybe indeed Reb Shimon would say that the Isser of Yom Kippur is able to be Chal on top of it. Anyway, the point is that Reb Shimon does not hold of Issur Kolol, and therefore, yes, in keeping with that, in our Mishnah, he says, therefore, that even though Nevela was also to him before, therefore the Shavua that he makes to not eat Nevela cannot be Chal on top of that, but that doesn't show that, so Rabbi Yochanan would have no problem with that, and therefore, we can easily understand Rabbi Shimon's Svara that way. Okay. The Gemara says, here's another consideration between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish's opinion about what we're dealing with in our Mishnah, whether he had made a Shavua that he won't eat half a Kazayis of Nevela. Now we're going to learn later on in the Perek like this. We'll learn tomorrow, that's the shame. When we say, when we talked about the Pasuk that talks about Shavuos Bitur, it says, Lahora oy lahetiv, that the person is making a Shavua to do bad or to do good. From that, the Gemara learns a concept that in order for a Shavua to be valid, in order for a Shavua to be able to take effect, it has to be able to be that Yeshna B'Lav V'Hein, that it has to be that it would be possible to make the Shavua to do this, and it's equally possible to make the Shavua not to do it. Meaning, in other words, for example, let's say a person makes a Shavua that I will eat today. Well, he has every right to eat to eat today according to the Torah, unless, of course, it's a fast day or something, but basically he has the right to eat today. He has the right to not eat today. He has the right to take on himself a voluntary fast. So therefore, we can say that both Lahora and Lahetiv exist. And the same thing with other kinds of Isurim, we would say that as long as he has the ability to do the Lav or to do the Hain, then that's valid. Then that's fine. But you can't make a shavua, let's say, to not do an aveda, because the flip side wouldn't be, you can't make a shavua to do that aveda. That wouldn't be say v'lav v'hein. So b'shlemel or reshlokish. So Gemara says, so you understand according to reshlokish how our Mishnah would be able to work mashkachas v'lav v'hein, because you're able to find there can be a lav or a hein, because he can make a shavur that he won't eat a half a kazayis of nevela. He could also make a shavur that he will eat half a kazayis of nevela, because according to reshlokish b'chal, we have a Gemara elsewhere in Shas that discusses the question of chatzi shir osam and atorah. Reshlokish holds a chatzi shir is not even osam and atorah, only midrabanan. Well, if it's only also midrabanan, then a shavur, which is Zaraisa, is able to be chal. So therefore, so he would be able to make a shavur that I won't eat a half a kazayis of nevela, and then if he does eat that half kazayis, he's over. He's also able to make a shavur that I will eat half a kazayis of nevela, and according to the shlokish, such a shavur would be valid because not also in a torah anyway. So mashkachas lav, a lav v'hein, so you're able to find the shavur has a lav and a hein. Elul Rav Yochanan, but according to Rav Yochanan, you have to ask, Vishlema lav mashkachasla, a lav you can have, because according to him, because it's possible to make a shavua to not eat nevela, and according to him, we're talking about a full kazayis, elahein heichem mashkachasla. How can he say, shavua that I will eat, a kazayis of nevela satrevis, he can't make such a shavua, because that would be levatal as a mitzvah. Tosfos, by the way, distinguishes between, when we talk about before, kol dvarim amutarim im dvarim asurim, does that mean, so Tosfos points out that there is a Yerushalmi that says, for example, a person is able to make a shavur that I won't eat matzah in general, and then when he eats matzah on Pesach, he will be over. Aye, that's a mitzvah, and so shavur levatal is a mitzvah, but no, because it's an isur kol, because he was asuring on himself matzah all the time. So Tosfos explains that we have to be talking about over here. When we talked about according to Rav Yochanan that he's kolol dvarim amutarim and dvarim asurim, would actually have to mean that he said explicitly, I won't eat nevelas and I won't eat kshavis, like we said before. Well, therefore, so now, Rav Yochanan would say that it can't be, that because you can't, on the other hand, make a shavur that I will eat nevelas and I will eat kshavis. On the other hand, with the case of the matzah, for example, he just says generically, I won't eat matzah anytime. So he's not mentioning Pesach or not. And then Tosfos discusses there can also be a difference between Shev Val Taseh versus Kum Vaseh, different kinds of things. By Matzah, he has a mitzvah to actually go and eat the matzah. When it comes to a Shavuah, he doesn't have a mitzvah to eat it. He's just saying that he won't eat it. So then he goes and violates that. So the question is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, then how is such a Shavuah able to be chal? He can't make a Shavuah that he will eat, that he will eat Nevelos. So the Gemara answer is Ella Kidderola. Rather, we have to answer. So you're right. We have to go back from whenever the Gemara says Ella means we're going back from what we said before. We're going to give a different answer than before. Now this is according to Rashi's Gius, so we're going to talk about the Tosfos and a number of other Rishonim have a much different Gius in the Gemara. But according to Rashi, what we're saying is at this point, never mind the answer that we're talking that one part of the Mishnah. It's talking about what we said like this. The ratio of the Mishnah, which said that if he says that I won't eat and he eats nevelos, etc., that he's potter. The second part of the Mishnah had said that if he makes a shavur, one part of the Mishnah had said if he made a shavur that I won't eat, and then he ate things that are not roi l'achila, which we assumed included nevela as well, that he's potter. Then we had, when he said a shavur that I won't eat, and he ate nevela satrefus, shvatsam or ramas, and then he's chayev. So the question is, it seemed to contradict itself, because nevela satrefus are something that are not edible. We had said the difference is that nevela is edible and it's just as an isser in the Torah, but how now our Gemara is not dealing with that possibility about it. So in other words, the question was, how do we reconcile? When he eats nevela, which is not roi l'achila, is he chayev or not? First, the Mishnah is saying potter, and then it's saying he's chayev. So first, the Gemara had answered that one's talking about stam, and one's talking about mefarish. One's talking about where he just said stam, that I won't eat, and the other one is where he said mefarish, that I won't eat nevelas or kshelas. So now then, we have the question, isn't he mushba boim in Mar Sinai? And that was where Rabbi Yochanan gave his answer that we're talking about, where he's including dvarim amutarim and dvarim asurim. But now, that we said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the problem is that then you don't have a lav v'hein. How could he say a shavur that I won't eat nevelos or kshelas? Because the flip side of that would be a shavur that I will eat nevelos or kshelas, and such a shavur is not valid. So now the Gemara is saying, Ella, so now according to Rashi's Girsa, which is how we have it in the Gemara in front of us, Ella, the Gemara is saying, no, we're going back from that, and we're saying, we're not talking about where he was Kolo, we're not saying that he was, we're not saying that there was Stam versus Mefarish. Instead, we're going to give a different answer. Both cases, we're talking about that he's made a sure that he's not going to eat in general. The difference is, Kidid Rava. The difference is that you have the factor that Rava said before, Du'amar Rava, Shivur Shala Eicha, V'Ochal Ofer Potter, as we learned on Chavdeis and Amadeis, that when, if a person makes a Shivur that I won't eat, and he ate dirt, then he would eat Potter, because that when he says I won't eat, means things that are, means things that are edible. So therefore, so now we go back to the, now we go back to the distinction that we had in that Gemara over there, where dirt is actually not edible, whereas Nevela is edible, and just the Torah asks you. So now, therefore, so now, according to Rabbi Yechanan, you can say there is a lav v'hein, even because he said, like, oichal, he said, I won't eat. Well, it's possible to make a shvur that I will eat. It's possible to make a shvur that I won't eat. So therefore, so that's, that would be stam. So now, if he eats nevela, then he's including dvarim amutarim and dvarim hasurim. So since he said oichal, then he can very well be makayim that shvur by eating other things. So therefore, so that's the answer. So we don't have to say that one part is talking about stam and one is talking about mafarish. We are talking about where he said generically that I won't eat. So therefore, the Mishnah is saying oichlin shein and ruuyin would mean dirt and nevelus would be considered dvarim ruuyim, and therefore he would in fact be chayiv because he did eat something edible, just something which is also minat Torah. So that would be how it works out. Now that's according to Rashi. Rashi points out the Gusa that he had in front of him before was Mashkachas Lakid Rava, that we can find it like the way Rava said, and Rava mentions the point about dirt. So Rashi doesn't like that Gusa, which is why he changes it. Because if we're going to say Ela Kedir Rava, then you would have to say that it would mean that we're going to make it work like Rava, only we're talking about, in other words, where the nevela has spoiled and is not edible. When we say Ela Kedir Rava, means we're just saying any nevela, spoiled or not, is considered Dvarim She'en and Ru'in L'Achila, because of the distinction before that nevela is edible and just that you just that there's an Issa on it. But if we don't have the word Ela, if we have Mashkachas L'Kedir Rava, then it would be the only way. It would mean that we'd have to find it like Rava, namely, in other words, we could only be talking about a spoiled nevela. So Rashi doesn't like that, for one thing, because a spoiled nevela, this is at the top of Amud Beis, Rashi brings this. That's just Sugya de Alma. Rashi says the way that everybody else is Gurdus is Mashkachas Lo, and then explains that it's talking about spoiled Nevela. But Rashi says, I don't like that for a number of questions. If it's spoiled, then it's not called Nevela. So therefore, how can you have a Shavuos? Hey, now can you have a Shavuos that I will eat Nevela, and then he can be Yotze it by eating spoiled Nevela? That wouldn't be called eating. And also, the Gemara doesn't have to bring Rava's statement at all. Could just say, you find it by Nevela Masrachas. And then also the fact that the Gemara is going to go out to bring a proof from our Mishnah, then it actually says that proof doesn't really fit. So Tosfos spends some time over here discussing various ins and outs of that, how we can fa'enfer, how indeed we can fa'enfer the Girsa that Rashi had in front of him and rejected, how we can, after all, make that work, and then on the other hand, how we can instead learn according to Rashi's Girsa, and we can actually make it happen either way. So Tosfos goes back and forth about various possibilities, about questions that we'd have on one, and questions that we'd have on the other, So it comes out basically like this. In other words, the Tosfos discusses, and then the Ritva also discusses that there's strong questions on Rashi as well. So for one thing, Tosfos points out that no, not necessarily. Just because a spoiled nevela is not normally edible, the fact is, for example, we see a pasuk tells us that only a pasuk implies for us that only something which is edible is called a nevela. If not, then not. That implies itself. Therefore, that. That itself implies, in other words, that it could maybe even still be called a nevela, and the fact is that we need a pasuk for it. And then as far as why we need to say Rava's statement, why don't we just say nevela masrachas? So it means, in other words, so we see that we see from Rava's statement that even eating dirt is called achila, all the more so a nevela masrachas. All the more so where it is something that intrinsically is edible and just that it's spoiled. And then Toast just goes on and on with various other questions and answers and explaining the Ritzvah also goes and discusses in some detail about the Girsa that Rashi rejected, Mashkachas Lo Kedirava, and in fact it does work out, and we can say that it means, in other words, that yes, in other words, it is called Nevela. Again, it may not be called Ruyala Ger, but nevertheless, Loshen Ne'odam calls it Nevela, and by Nidorim, you go according to Loshen Ne'odam, and again, like Tosa says, the fact that you need a Pasuk in order to be Matir it, so in other words, he kind of goes through and teaches out more clearly what Tosa is saying, that in fact we can say. So we have, in short, two different explanations, two different major explanations of the Gemara over here, whether the Gemara is saying that our Mishnah is not distinguishing between Stam and Mefarish. It's just saying a distinction between eating something which is intrinsic, which is never edible, like dirt, versus something that was edible, like this Nevela, whether we're talking about something that is edible, like a fresh Nevela, which is edible and just the Torah answers it, or whether we have the Girsa, Ela Kedirava, or whether we have the Girsa Mashkachas Lo Kedirava, namely the distinction would be between, for example, eating dirt versus eating a spoiled nevela, where there we would say he's still chayev because it can still be considered a nevela, and after all his neder included any kind of nevela, therefore spoiled or not. Then there's another explanation according to the Rimi Gash, that basically we are still keeping the distinction between Stam and Mefarish, but if he says Shaloi Oichal, then it means it's not including Nevelas, but again, he can say Oichal, and the fact is, if he eats Nevela, he's also to do that, but nevertheless, he was Mekayim, his Shavur, so therefore it is Yeshne B'Lav V'Hein, it is possible to make a Shavur in a negative way, and then also in a positive way, and it would work. So the Gemara continues, Omer Amari, Afanan Nami Tanena. So the Amari says, in fact, we can see that from the wording of our Mishnah. According to Rashi, the point would be that Nevela is considered Roy Lachila, according to Tosfos and the other Rishonim. It would mean, in other words, the proof would be that it is possible for a Nevela Surcha, at least for a spoiled Nevela, to be considered something edible. So the Mishnah said, "Konam ishni nenas the machalti hayoyim." If a person makes a neder, he says that my wife will be also to have hanah from me. Or we talked about yesterday that it might conceivably mean I won't have hanah from her, but whatever. Anyway, that he's making a neder which will depend on imachalti hayoyim. If I ate today, va'ochol nevelos atreifas shkotzim uramasim. Previously, he'd eaten nevelos atreifas shkotzim uramasim. Then the neder is chal because the fact is he had eaten, and now therefore that triggers the neder, and now his wife is also to have anoah from him. So the result is that his wife is also to have anoah from him. So we see that the word achalti can apply to nevelos atreifas as well. According to Rashi, any nevelos atreifas, according to Tosfos and everybody else, dafka spoiled ones. So Amari says that would be a proof, therefore, that we see that a shavua achalti that I did eat can include such things as well. So Gemara says, "Hochi hashda." Yeah, but what kind of a comparison is that? Hosam kivin to me ikra ochal v'hoder ishtabale. The difference is there he did eat something and then he made the shvuah. So you can say chashuvi achshavei. Therefore, he showed by that he means that eating to have some importance. He's saying that he's showing that he's not disgusted by it. Whether any kind of nevela according to Rashi or a spoiled one according to Tosfos and everybody else, then the point is that it's called achshavei, and we've talked about before the idea you can have something which in and of itself there's not enough of an issur on it for him to be chayev for it, but he can make it considered important for himself, and then he would be chayev. This comes up, for example, in Hilchos Shabbos. Let's say you have for many different things, there's minimum amounts that if a person carries out a certain minimum amount of something on Shabbos, is he chayev, but then you can have where achshavei, where he considers even a lesser amount than those minimum amounts important, and therefore he's chayev for it. It's called a matzniya. He hid it away and decided that he wants to consider it important, even less than a shear. It comes up in Pesach, for example. Normally we say that chametz, that's not rori la'achilas kelev, a person is allowed to have around, but you can have achshavei, you can have chametz that's not rori la'achilas kelev, and a person still considers it important, and therefore he'd be chayav for it, etc., etc. The point is, in other words, that yes, you can say, when he says that I ate, and now previously he had eaten on that day, nevelos or whatever, so it means, in other words, that he considers that eating as well. So therefore, that's enough reason for the neder to be triggered. But here, did he show that it's choshev to him? He said that I won't eat. And then he ate. Nevelos the treifas, etc. We shouldn't assume that he actually meant that to be included in the purview of his shvua, and therefore maybe not. So therefore, so it's not really a proof from the Mishnah, well, for what we're saying, that if he eats nevela, then he, that if he eats nevela, regular nevela according to Rashi, spoiled nevela according to Tosfos, that it's considered eating, not necessarily. So therefore we may have to. So again, if we say Ella, then it means we may not be able to prove it from the Mishnah, but nevertheless, we're still going to have to say that the Mishnah is distinguishing between whether he said that I won't eat something that's completely inedible, such as dirt, versus he says I won't eat nevela, where nevela in and of itself is edible, and just that it's osur, and therefore he's chayev. According to everybody else, we'd have to say that the Gemara has not gone back from its initial explanation in the first place. We definitely are still saying there's a difference between stam and mefarish, but we're also saying, in order to make it work with lav v'hein, we would have to be talking about where he said a shvur that I will eat, that I won't eat nevela, and spoiled nevela is included in that. And the flip side is he'd be able to say a shvur that I will eat, and then he eats spoiled nevela, and then he's yotze his shvur, even though because once it's spoiled, once it's not roi la'achilas kelev, then it's not considered eating anymore. Okay. So this was in the course of the discussion before, we mentioned the point about Issur Kolol and Issur Mosif. We said that in the case of our Mishnah, when one way of looking at our Mishnah is that when he says that a shavur that I won't eat, and it includes nevelas, is because he made a shavur that I won't eat kosher or nevela. And then schal, because that's called an Issur Kolol, is including other things, including Dvarim HaMutarim together with Dvarim HaAsurim. So the Gemara says, let's analyze that point a little bit. Now, you have, there's Issur Kolol and there's Issur Mosif. Issur Kolol, so Rashi spends some time explaining the differences between them. Issur Kolol would be that this piece is already Osir. You're not adding any other Issur to this particular piece. But you're saying that you're adding more scope of the Issur to other things. For example, we talked about before, Nevela on Yom Kippur. So the piece itself is already Osir being Nevela. But now you have Issur Kolol, because Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat in general, so therefore the Issur includes other things which otherwise would have been Mutter. So that's called Issur Kolol. Then you have Issur Moisir, so in other words, in effect, Rashi says, we say once it's Chal on the person to be Osir and other things, then also it's Kolol, it also includes this Nevela, and now, even though before it would have only been an Issur Lav, now it becomes an Issur Kores as well, and therefore if he eats the Nevela on Yom Kippur, then he's going to be Chayav Kores or Malkus, and if it was B'Shogeg, then he'll be Chayav Korban. You have the story with Rav Avner, the Talmud of the Ramban, where after he shmadzach and became a high-ranking official in the church, and then one Yom Kippur he demands that the Ramban come to see him, and he does a whole bunch of averas back to back over there, and then he starts challenging the Ramban. How many isurim have I been over on just now? And then the Ramban says four, and he claims five, in other words because he has a certain way of understanding Issur Kolol. It was after he had been a Talmud Chacham, he had been a Talmud of the Ramban before, and the Ramban silenced him with a look, and they continued the discussion. And as if we know, famously, Rav Avner eventually did tshuva and disappeared, and nobody ever heard from him again. Anyway, that story, the point about whether he's over on four or five Issurim, has to do with various definitions of Issur Kolol and Issur Mosif. Anyway. So Issur Kolol, again, is there's no new Issur on this piece itself, but there is an Issur that includes other things as well. Issur Mosif would be where there's more Issurim on the thing itself. So, for example, Rashi gives an example. Let's say you have Chelev of Kodshim. So chaylev itself, you're not allowed to eat, but you would be allowed to burn it on the mizbeach. Then it becomes noiser. Now you have an additional dimension of issur in it. Before you could burn it on the mizbeach, and now that it's noiser, you cannot. So now, therefore, if a person eats it, and he's going to be chayiv for chaylev and for noiser, as we're going to continue in the Gemara over here, because it was already osur as chaylev to him before, and he was chayiv kares or chatos for that alone. But now that's noiser, and now you have a new dimension of issur on it itself, where you can't burn it on the mizbeach either. So now the issur of noiser is able to be chal, and therefore if he eats it, he's chayiv for chaylev and for noiser. So let's discuss the interplay of these two things. Omar Rava, my time of demanded less the Islay Isur Kolo. What the Chachamim against Reb Shimon that we said before, who hold of the concept of Isur Kolo, why would they hold such a thing? Why don't we say Ein Isur Chalal Isur? The reason is midi dehavia isur moisif, because they compare it to an isur moisif, the same way as an isur moisif is able to work. And after all, we're saying with an Isser Moisif, you have a new dimension of Isser that's able to be chal on the thing, and Rashi points out from a relevant Gemara in Yevamos, you have an example over there where Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Isser Kolo, but he holds of Isser Moisif. So we see, in other words, that's possible. So we see that it's possible for there to be an Isur Moisif. So now the Chachamim say against Rabbi Yossi, listen, if you're already holding of Isur Moisif, then we should also hold of Isur Kolol, even though the Isur Moisif is not adding anything, is not adding any new dimension of Isur to this very thing, but it's adding other things which are also as well. For example, that example of Nevela on Yom Kippur. So they say it's the same kind of thing. Umad de Potter, the one who says he would be Potter, for example, Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, de Lesle, where he doesn't hold of the concept of Isser, of Isser Kurl, let's say Reb Yossi, who holds only of Isser Moisif, he would say, Ki Omer Isser Moisif, v'chod v'chaticha. Because by Moisif, at least you have, there's another Isser on this very piece. Again, you have Chalev that became Noiser. So now you have, before you weren't allowed to eat it, now you can't burn it on the Mizbeach either. So fine, that would be a reason to say that the Isser is that the second Isser is able to be Chal. But just to say, because before one piece was Osir, and now you're saying that two pieces become Osir, like for example, Nevela on Yom Kippur, where we're going to say that before only this one piece was Osir, being Nevela, and now all the other pieces are Osir, because Yom Kippur, so he's going to say, Rabbi Yossi is going to say, we're not going to say that. Now Tosfos points out, even though we were bringing this in connection with our Mishnah, where we have the opinion of Reb Shimon. Now Reb Shimon actually doesn't hold of Isur Moisif or Isur Kolo, so we're not really focusing so much on him. We're talking about over here, we're explaining why you have, we're saying why Reb Yossi would hold only of one and not the other, because he would draw a distinction between whether you have a new Isur on the same thing or whether you have an Isur that includes other things. But as far as, but Reb Shimon, so in other words, we have three different opinions. The Chachamim hold of both, Reb Yossi holds only of Isur Moisif, but not Isur Kolo. And Reb Shimon holds of neither one. So the Gemara continues, V'omar Rava, and Rava continues, L'manda Islay Isur Kolo, well then, according to the Chachamim, who hold that we do have the concept of Isur Kolo, then we would have the following din. Omar, if a person were to say, Shvur Shala Eichel Te'inim, a Shvur that I won't eat figs, V'chaz V'om a Shvur Shala Eichel Te'inim V'anovim, and then he says another Shvur that I won't eat figs or grapes. So now the question is that second shvur able to be chal? On the face of it, figs are already also for him by the first shvur. But if we hold of Isur Kolo, then fine. Nigud chayil anovim, chayil mami atzeinim. Since the Isur is able to be chal on the grapes, and they're included in the Isur Kolo, you now have something new that's included in the Isur, grapes, which were not before also, chayil mami atzeinim, therefore it'll be able to be chal on the figs as well. Well, the Gemara says pshita. Well, that's obvious. That is exactly how Isur Kolo works. So what's Rava's chiddush? And the answer is Ma'u de Teva, because without Rava telling us, you would have thought Isur Abama Elav Aminan. Only when the Isur comes by itself do we say the concept of Isur Kolo. Isur Abama Atzmai Aminan, but not necessarily when the Isur comes by him saying something. Maybe Isur Kolo wouldn't apply, and therefore Kamash Malan. So Rava has to tell us that nevertheless it still works in that case as well. Well, the Gemara says Masiv Rava Breda Rabba. Well, Rava Breda Rabba then has a question on Rava. Rava regular is Rabbi Yosef, is Rava by Yosef Bar Choma. This is Rava, the son of Rabba. So he says that I have a contradiction on what Rabbah says. So he's going to show that on the face of it, you do have a you do have a case of so he's going to ask, in other words, that you see that there is a distinction between Isser Habama Elov and Isser and an Isser that a person made. Tosfos actually points out further along that in fact the Gemara could be asking the same question on Rabbi Yochanan before, where we said Rabbi Yochanan mentioned Kurlo Dvorim Amutorim and Dvorim Asurim, but fine, Rabbi Yochanan says it's saying you can have such a thing on Mishnah, has to be established according to that, but does not mean there might not be other Tanoim who disagree, whereas Rava is saying as a blanket statement anyone who holds of Isur Kurlo would hold of this concept where on the face of it, we see that we're going to show a braisa that not so. So it's actually a Mishnah in Krisus. Yesh oichel achila achas, there can be a person who eats one thing, one kazayas, v'chayv alay, arba chatos, v'oshem echad, and for that he becomes chayv for four karbaras chatos and one oshem, where he did it b'shoigim. V'eluhim, and they are as follows, tomei she'ocho chaylev, he was a tomei person, he ate chaylev, so the fact that he's tomei itself doesn't matter until we get to the point that it's kodshim, but in other words, you have the fact that he's tomei, so the fact that he's a tomei who ate kodshim, we'll get to that soon, the fact that he ate chaylev, v'hu noiser, this chaylev is noiser, minam kudoshin, so this is chaylev from a korban, v'yem kippurim, and he does this all on Yom Kippur. So now what you have is he's chayev because he ate chaylev, and it's noiser, and it's Yom Kippur, and he's a Tomei who ate Kodshim. So now you have, in other words, each one of them is let's go through. Some of them are Kurlo, some of them are Moisif. Rashi goes and types out. The Chalev to begin with was also, that's a given. Chalev is also for him to eat. By the way, Rashi points out this would apply even if he's a Kohen, because the Chalev is still off limits to him because it's still supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So now, to begin with, as soon as the animal is born, the chaylev is aser. Then you declare the animal as a korban. You declare it hekdesh. So now you have an iser kurlo, because now the rest of the animal is off limits. And therefore it includes the chaylev as well. So then when you have noiser, you have another iser moisif, because now you can't burn it on the mizbeach either. And then when he becomes tomei, now he's not allowed to eat any kodshim, so that's Isur Kurlo, and then comes Yom Kippur, and he's not allowed to eat anything, so it's another Kurlo. So you have two Moisifim, and two Isur Moisifs, and two Isur Kurlo. So now he was over on four things, on Chayv Achatas, plus he committed Me'ilah, and he's Chayv and Oshem for that, and then it all works. Rav Meir Omer, and Rav Meir points out there can be a sixth korban. Afim Oisa Shabbos v'hotziyoi, if it was Yom Kippur and it was Shabbos as well, and he carried out, he walked outside with this piece of chaylev in his mouth, and swallowed it as he's walking, then chayev, he'd be chayev for carrying out on Shabbos as well. Why are we mentioning Dr. Shabbos? You're not allowed to carry on Yom Kippur either. Rashi points out that Rav Meir would hold, which the Gemara discusses over there in Krisus, the whole concept of Hitzav Achnosa, that a person is chayev for the malacha of carrying, would apply according to Rav Meir only on Shabbos, not Yom Kippur. The Gemara discusses that point there in Krisus and says that's not the halacha. The halacha is just as much as you're not allowed to carry from Rishus to Rishus. If Fuamas and Rishus Rabban on Shabbos, neither are you allowed to on Yom Kippur. So according to that, we wouldn't need to mention specifically that it's Shabbos over here. Tosfos points out that actually the Gemara actually says that no, we don't need to say that. The fact is he would actually be chayev for both Shabbos and Yom Kippur. The reason why we're mentioning Shabbos is just because there you have another Isser, another chatas that he could conceivably bring. Omrulay and the Chum answered an Einim Minashem. That's not part of the category. We're talking about things that he's also because of eating. Here it's not the fact that he ate it. It's the fact that he carried it outside. Reb Meir would answer back. Tosfos points out because you have to have akira v'hanocha to be chayev on Shabbos. Well, very well, he did akira when he walked out with it in his mouth, because even though carrying something in your mouth is not the normal way of carrying, for food it is, so therefore he's chayev for that, so therefore that there's akira. The hanocha would be considered, the mayor considers, when he swallows it, then that's the hanocha. So therefore you can consider that he is in fact chayev because he ate it. The Chum was saying that no, eating... Maybe they would argue with that point of whether it's considered anocha, but in any case, they say the chiyuv is not fundamentally because of the eating, it's more because of the carrying. Anyway, so Rava Breid Rava asks on Rava, Vim Issa, if you're telling me that you have, that it doesn't matter whether Issa Abomai Atzmai, whether the Issurim come on their own, or whether you have that he adds the Issur, Mashkachas L'Chomish, then you can actually find five. You have another Issur that you could have. Suppose he makes a Shavuah that I won't eat dates or Chalev. And that works on the grounds of Issur Kerlo, Midrid Chayel Atzmarim, because once it's chal on the date, it's chayev also, it's chal also on the chaylev, and the Mishnah doesn't mention that point. Doesn't that show that isur kolol doesn't apply to Shavuos? Not like Rava is saying. Now Tosfos points out another a few things in this. So first of all, again, you have to have lav v'hein, but how can you make a shavua that I will eat chaylev? We talked about before that you can't do that. So one thing Tosfos points out is that one thing Tosfos points out is that he said, first of all, again, we could be talking about where he made a shavua stam that I won't eat, and therefore, so now it would be able to be chal. And second of all, we could also talk about there is, after all, a type of chaylev which is mutter. You have chaylev, for example, from a chaya, from a wild kosher animal, such as a deer, which is mutter. So therefore, you can make a neder, you can make a shavua, rather, that I won't eat chaylev, and that means he would be, he'd be over on a lab if he eats chaylev from a domestic animal, a cow, sheep, or goat, but it'd be potter as far as chaylev if he eats chaylev from a deer. And then on the other hand, you can make a shavur, a hain, I will eat chaylev and be yotze by eating chaylev from a deer without being over on anything. So therefore, so we can talk about that. Anyway, so according to the question is, why doesn't the Mishnah mention that? Doesn't that show, therefore, that Issur Kolol does not necessarily apply to shavuos? Not like Rava had said. And the answer is, you could say, yes, of course the Tana agrees that it could happen, but the Tana is only limiting himself to certain kinds of Isurim. Ki katoni Isra Bama Elam, because you can say the Tana is only mentioning Isurim that could come by themselves. Isra Bama Aksma Le Katoni, the Mishnah is not necessarily dealing with Isurim which he could cause to happen. So yes, the Mishnah might well be, the Tana of the Mishnah might well agree with Rava that, in fact, if he were to make a Shavua, then it would, in fact, be Chal on the Chalav as well. However, the Mishnah is not mentioning it because it wants to focus only on things that come Me'atzmai. Well, the Gemara says, wait a minute, Vare Hektish, what about Hektish, which is caused by his Dibur, which is not Bomei Atzmai, and we see that the Mishnah is listing it. So you see that it's not only listing things that come Mei Atzmai, it's not only things Mei Elov, it's also things that are Mei Atzmai. Tosfos here draws a distinction, again, we've talked about this distinction before, between something that's also only to him versus something that's also to the whole world. When he says that it's hektish, he's making it also to everybody. So the question is then, in that case, the Mishnah is mentioning it, the question would be, so we see that it's not just Isra, but we see that Isra Bamei Atzmai is in fact being listed. And the answer is b'chor, because we can talk about the hektish over here is a b'chor, because it's kodesh from when it's born, it's not something that you have to make kodesh. So therefore, so it's something that happens on its own. Alright, the Gemara says, Ibori Seima, another answer why the Mishnah may not have mentioned the case of Shvur, because the Mishnah might be focusing only on things that you can't be matter by going and being matter neder. Shavua, the Isla Sha'ela, but Shavua, you can go with Matir Shavua. Loikatani, so therefore you can say that's another reason the Mishnah not to mention it. Well, the question is, Hare Hektish, what about Hektish, where you can go and be Matir Neder? And the answer is Hokman and B'Bachor. We just explained that we're talking about a B'Chor, so a B'Chor is intrinsically Kaddish, and there's no Atoras Nadarim on it, because it's already Kaddish without you doing anything. Okay, the Gemara says a third possible answer. Iboy Seima, yet another answer, Kikatani Korban Kavua, because we can say the Mishnah is only focusing on things for which he's going to have to bring a fixed Korban. Korban Olav Yored, Lekatani, the Mishnah is not necessarily dealing with cases where he has to bring a Korban Olav Yored, and if he's over on his Shavua, then the Korban that he brings, as we've been discussing all this time, is a Korban Olav Yored, so therefore maybe for that reason the Mishnah is not mentioning it. Well, the question is, Vare Tomei Sha'achos HaKodesh. What about one of the things we said was where he's Tomei and he ate Kodesh? That's one of the four Chatoris we said is because he was a Tomei and ate Kodshim. The Korban Olav Yored, who, and that is a Korban Olav Yored, as we learned extensively in the first Perek. So the answer is b'nasi v'rabbi Eliezer, because you can answer that b'risa, that mishnah rather is talking about a nasi, about a king who did all this, who was he ate the chaylev and he was tamei, etc. V'rabbi Eliezer, that mishnah would be according to Rabbi Eliezer. Domi nasi, maybe sir, because he says like this: when you have a tamei who eats kodshim, so we're saying that's when korban ol v'yored. Now, a korban ol v'yored, if the person can afford it, is the most expensive type of korban ol v'yored is a female sheep or a female goat. Now, a king, when he's over on something that would be chayav, a regular chathos, for which a regular person has to bring a female sheep or female goat, instead a king brings for that a male goat, davka. So now, what about a korban ol v'yored? Does the same thing apply? That instead of bringing the female sheep or goat, instead he brings a male goat, because that would be his usual chatas, or is a korban ol v'yored different than a regular chatas? Rabbi Eliezer holds that a king, for a king, a korban ol v'yored is exactly like a chatas in that regard, and therefore instead of the female animal, he brings a male one. Well, therefore, according to him, there's no korban ol v'yored. According to him, there's always going to be that, and it's going to be exactly like any regular chatas, and therefore the Mishnah could be according to him. But yes, according to the Chachamim, you might well say that we shouldn't list that, because we're only listing, according to this third answer, we're only bringing things that we're only talking about things whether it's a korban kavua, and for a regular person or even for a king, according to the Chachamim, it would still be a korban ol v'yored. All right, the Gemara says Rav Ashi gives a fourth answer. Which again, the point is to make that Mishnah work even with Rava's opinion, so it shouldn't contradict him. So Rav Ashi says, because the Mishnah is mentioning only things where you need a minimum shiur for it to be chal. But a shvua is possible to be chal on less than a shir, because as we've learned, starting from the beginning of the perek, a person can make a shvua that he won't eat less than a shir, less than a kazayis, and he's still chayev, even according to the chachamim, we said against Rabbi Akiva. So the Mishnah might not be listing such things where it's possible to be chayev for less than a kazayis. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Hekdish, where a Hekdish, a person brings a korban, brings an Asham Me'ilas for less than a Kazayis as well." And the answer is, "Habein and Shavu Pruta." Fine, near the Shir is not a Kazayis; it's a Shavu Pruta, but there still needs to be some kind of Shir. Tosfos mentions a point that we said before, that we already said it's a Bechor, but what Tosfos means by that is a little hard to understand, because even by a Bechor, you still have, if he's over on it, you still need a Shavu Pruta. So what does Tosfos mean by that? So that's another answer. The Mishnah is only mentioning things where there's a minimum shear, either a Kazayis or a Pruta, whereas when it comes to a Shavua, it's possible for a person to be chayav for even less. Yet another answer. Rav Ashi me'aviria omar Rav Zera. Rav Ashi me'aviria, so this is not regular Rav Ashi, this is a different one from Aviria, it's the name of the place, gives another answer in the name of Rav Zera. Kikotani zone koris, because the Mishnah is only focusing on things where if he does it b'mezid, then he's chayiv koris. All the things we mentioned in the Mishnah are the four chatoris we mentioned in the Mishnah, the chelev, the noiser, Yom Kippur, and Tomish Ochel Kodshim, all of them, if he doesn't bemaze it, he's chayiv kardes. Zdoni b'lav, like Katoni, the Mishnah is not mentioning things where there's only a lav, a shavur is only an iser lav. Now Rashi points out, when it comes to Me'ilah, you have Machloikas, Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rebbe holds that a person does Me'ilah b'mezid, he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. The Chachamim say it's only a lav, but even according to Rebbe, there's no kodesh involved, only misa stasted. And anyway, the halacha is like a chum, misa b'dei shemayim. According to the Chachamim, there's no misa b'dei shemayim. Anyway, it's only a lav. Rashi points out, or Rashi discusses where exactly we learned that from, which is something that we learned about in Sanhedrin, about what pasuk we actually learned that from. In any case, sort of Ashi, Me'aviria, is giving the answer that we're only talking about things where there's kores, not where there's lav. Well, the question is, Rabbi Osham does don't a lav. What about an Osham, where if he does it b'mezid, as we just said, there's only a lav, because according to Rebbe, there would be misa b'dei shemayim, but even that's not kores, and according to the Chum, there's only a lav. Vikatoni, and yet the Mishnah is listing it. And the answer is b'chatas kamin. And within the chatos, the Mishnah is focusing only on the ones where there's kores, not a lav. The Mishnah is so therefore, we don't want to mention, according to this answer, we don't want to mention the shvur. We, even though there is a chatas, the korban ol v'yored is a type of chatas, but there's no kores involved, only a lav. But when it comes to the osham, fine, we're going to mention that regardless. And yet another answer, Ravina Amar, Ravina gives yet another answer. Tikotani midi de chayla midi de barachilahu. Because the Mishnah may only be focusing on things that apply only to something that is edible. Shvur de chayla midi de la barachilahu, but a shvur is able to be chal on things that don't have to do with eating. First of all, you can have, as we said before, a person can make a shvur not to eat dirt, not then, and for example, that would be a valid shvur, and if he eats dirt, he's chayav. But in addition, we talked about, when we're talking about in the next Mishnah, for example, a person can make a shvur that I will or I won't throw a rock into the sea. That has nothing to do with eating, and nevertheless, it's still a shvur. So therefore, so a shvur can be chal on things that you don't eat either. Like a tani, so therefore the Mishnah doesn't mention. So the question is, in that case, then what about hektish, which is able to be chal on wood and stones, and then me'ila would apply to that. So rather, the Gemara says, no, Ella, rather, let's fix up Ravina's answer. The difference is not between something edible or not, but tikatoni midi de chayel and midi de ispe meshosh, the ispe meshosh. The Mishnah is only listing things that are chal on something that has mamosh, something that has some tangible, so whether you're talking about eating, such as chalev, or whether you're talking about something like wood or stones, where at least there's something tangible, so therefore all the things in the Mishnah have that. Shvur, but a shvur, the chayla amidi delest ben meshosha, but a shvur is able to chal, to be chal, even on something intangible. A person can make a shvur, for example, she'ishan v'shala'ishan, that I will sleep during this amount of time, or that I won't sleep, and saying, I will or I won't sleep. There's no mamoshus in it, and nevertheless, the shvur is foul, so therefore, loy katani, so therefore, that may be a reason why the Mishnah doesn't mention it. According to any of these six answers then, so you have reasons for the Mishnah to not include the case of shvur, but nevertheless, that doesn't mean that the Mishnah is specifically excluding that it, in fact, you can't, that you wouldn't in fact have, that if he makes a shvur, and he eats the not to eat, and he eats the schelev, which is noser, etc., etc., that he shouldn't also be chayev for a korban shvur. Like Rava says, he may well be chayev for it, because we're saying the isu kolol would apply. The Mishnah is not mentioning it. Well, we have these six reasons why the Mishnah doesn't mention it, but it doesn't mean that the din is not a din, and in fact that is the halacha, so therefore so isur kola would apply, and we have the din that Rava said before, if a person were to say a shvur, that I won't eat figs, and later on he makes another shvur, that I won't eat figs or grapes, so in fact it will be chal, the second shvur will be chal, and now if he goes and eats figs, then he is in fact chayev for being over on two shvurs, as a brayna, and if he eats grapes, then obviously he's chayev only on the one. Okay. Don't worry about it.